Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MacWeldon.com.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at
Finance.
Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson Schott was all over social media last night. Photo of himself of enjoying the big win, the big game, the 1890 flex of
Absolutely.
What was going on. So it was great to see. It was like I was there. It was like I was there with Carson Schott. Thank you, Carson, for that, and thank you for your leadership. Big part of the win last night goes directly to Carson, and that's what he does. You want to be a winner, Jake?
I do.
Want to be a winner?
I do.
Yeah. Join in with Currency. Get involved with that. You want to be one of those, have one of those great games, have a Malcolm Harkside moment?
Yes.
Real simple. That's where you go to apply for a job. And that's why Carson's leading this crew.
That's why they're doing big things. GoCurrency.com/careers. Yes, Carson and the team, man. It just sounds, every day, that place sounds amazing. I think I have to check. We've got to check it out. We've got to see what's going on there. It is time, though, Rudy, fire it up for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You can call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 for all your needs for remodels, bathroom, kitchen, whole house, and more. Dinert Contracting, sponsor of Bill's Thrills.
On the drive down to the Randy had a van with Duke, and there was 12 of them in a van headed down to the Arrowhead yesterday. The entire time, though, Duke was very frustrated because they couldn't really talk or play music because Randy was on Bluetooth the entire time, making sure he was managing his jobs.
Rightfully so.
He's the Bill Belichick. No days off, that's Randy.
Oh.
No days off. You want your stuff done correctly, on time, in a fashion where it's going to be clean, timely, Randy's your guy.
And as Sip said, he's got a perma smile. Randy's always happy.
Oh, he's
happy.
He's always
smiling.
He's so happy. He is. He's tan also.
He's tan.
He's stout, tan, and happy. That's a good person you want to have stopping by your house.
Yep. Dinert Contracting. Randy's doing great. Again, the number 402-417-5204. What do we have today on Bill's Thrills, Bill?
Well, I'm just going with the eye test right there, and I'm just going with Fraudulent Friday.
Oh, I like this.
Fraudulent Friday. We're going to go Fraudulent Friday football, and it's for the Big Ten. Rutgers, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Watched them. That was not good football. From the eye test, when I was watching them, it was pretty remarkable. Somehow Rutgers came back to win that game 34-31, and Ohio held them, and they had a holding call. They could have got the ball back, then the clock just – and then Rutgers could – but at home, Ohio gave them everything they wanted, and it appeared from Washington that they were the better team. Wisconsin, the quarterback, had some sort of a knee injury again, but when he was in, they had 3 points. It was middle of the third quarter, Jake, and the score was 3-0.
Yikes.
It was 3-0.
Did not know that.
It finished up 17 to nothing. And you look at the numbers and you go, well, they kind of handled the numbers a little bit. When you're watching it, just the eye test, I'm watching that going like, this team's going to Alabama next week.
Yikes.
This, and it's 3-0 right now against Miami, Ohio. And I'm watching Rutgers, Big Ten team. Then I watch Minnesota. They're not even close at quarterback. They threw for some decent yards. They had a busted coverage for a huge gain that Buffalo had. But when you watched it, the quarterback's not the same as what they had last year. And so it was for Nebraska fans, I guess what one of the three is it, right? Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But if you're watching that game last night, you were excited. You were excited if you're flipping back and forth watching some of that. Because they being Buffalo. I mean, at one point in time, I think it was 13-10, and they're hanging out. Now, Buffalo got a weird play at the bounce off of someone's foot, but I was able to watch those three games.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad coached. It wasn't effort. It was just kind of what Lee talked about. Next level players, all Big Ten players, all Big Ten, second or honorable mention. You didn't see that on those teams, and they're quite a ways off. And that was, well, it's not the elite of the elite, but they were scheduled to have a lot of good things happen. And if Minnesota, I mean, if Wisconsin, there was a report that it was meniscus. That's probably potentially season ending with the quarterback. If that happened, I think that would have been Wisconsin has lost their quarterback the last 3 years.
Yeah,
I mean, the last 3 years in a row. Really rough. But I'm just watching that. They have the hardest schedule in the country. Now, defensively, they didn't give up any points. I'm not going to put my head in sand and say, hang on a second here now. They did. They didn't give up any points. But when you just had the eye test, you're watching it. Because I'm watching what...
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What they looked like on film, what Miami Ohio looked like on film, their quarterback was could not play. And so it was interesting to watch other Big Ten teams last night. So it'll be fun to see what the rest of them look like. Let's see what happens with the rest of the Big Ten. But those three teams did not look the part last night. But again, well coached, organized, play hard. They did everything. So there's no one like oh man, PJ Fleck, this is on. Well, I don't know. But your number one thing, every problem you have is based on one thing, Jake: recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
All your problems start. If you're not smart, tough, dependable, you have issues off the field, all those things fall on one thing, the obtaining of talent. And right now it just appears as if they're at a deficit in that area, and especially at Wisconsin. It was the one I noticed the most.
I'm looking at some stats, Bill, from these games. You mentioned Wisconsin 17-0 over Miami of Ohio. And the, like you say, quarterback play, Billy Edwards Jr., the starter, 6 for 13, 68 yards before the injury. Then Danny O'Neill, the backup, comes in, 12 and 19, 120, a touchdown and a pick. They also only ran the ball for about 3.8 yards a carry in that game. So, yeah, right, that's not exactly a promising picture, as you mentioned, with Alabama next up and a very rough Big Ten slate.
Oh, they're
that's not there, good.
I can't imagine going into that locker room. Honestly, they're going, okay, we have this game. After this, like that, just really pull it up once more time with that. Just pull up Wisconsin's schedule. And, I mean, all hell breaks loose. It really does. It really, really does. And, like I said, I thought Minnesota, once again, well-coached, but not dynamic. I didn't see it. There wasn't a dynamic player on the field for Minnesota.
You like the running back, Bill? Darius Taylor, 30 yeah. carries for 141. Is he just a guy to you, or is he?
Yeah, I mean, okay. It was just kind of a guy, but solid player, but nothing dynamic. And so it was just interesting. What do you got for me, Rudy?
All right, so they just played Miami of Ohio. They got Middle Tennessee up next, Alabama on the 13th, Maryland on the 20th, Michigan on October 4th, Iowa October 11th, Ohio State October 18th, Oregon, October 25th, Washington, November 8th, November 15th, they got Indiana, and then they got number 12, Illinois, November 22nd, and they finish it with Minnesota, November 29th.
Bill, they play Iowa, Ohio State, Oregon, back to back to back.
Yeah, I just wonder, are they sitting around sometime, like in the Big Ten office, and Tony Petitti sitting there, and they're like, all right, let's look at the schedules again. They pulled up. They got to just be like, what did we do? What did we do to these guys? And they took one of them themselves with Alabama. But like, what do we do?
Yeah.
I mean, what did we do? I mean, that schedule again for the conference, I mean, they hit every heater. I mean, they avoided Penn State, right? They avoided Penn State. But we all know, I mean, Illinois, Iowa, which is a normal game for them. Minnesota, we know, is a tough win. I don't know how they win three. I don't know how they win three games. I mean, they'll beat Middle Tennessee 3 to 4 games, and then the eye test.
They do have Maryland early. They could beat Maryland. Yeah,
so they might get themselves going a little bit, but oh, wow. But when you're watching just the eyes, because sometimes you might go, they lost. But I'm telling you, I watched them. They're pretty good. You know, I didn't leave the game against Kansas State thinking that they're not going to win a game again
right.
against Iowa State. I mean, you're watching them, and that's what stood out the most was just the eye test. University of Ohio went up and down the field against Rutgers, just up and down the field.
They scored 31 points, yeah. 34-31 loss to to Rutgers yesterday. By the way, you had mentioned, Bill, the quarterback. This is a new name people did not know for Minnesota. His name is Drake Lindsey, 19 for 35 passing, 290, so decent yardage,
not bad.
Two touchdowns and a pick, but you're saying it wasn't overly impressive, though.
No, I said just the eye test, just from watching. Gotcha. I said, right, well, you looked at the numbers, you're going, oh, not bad. And they had a really weird turnover. He threw the ball to a guy on the ground, and the ball bounced off his heel in the air. The guy was laying down, and it hit him in the heel, and they intercepted it and ran it back about 70 yards. So that's one of the ways that Buffalo scored. So they're still always going to be a hard out. I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh, no. But when you were watching the talent level on the field for Nebraska compared to the talent level for Minnesota, in my opinion, it wasn't close. And so that would be a positive for Nebraska. But I just thought those three games, I walked away going the rosters are very limited, pretty well coached. Never one time going, I was like, oh man, these guys, this is awful what they're trying to get done here. But like I said, it was interesting to see. And like I said, I think there's just such a separation probably in all leagues. But I think when you take the Big Ten and you just take the bottom six, I think like that is just it. 6 to 8 teams, probably 8 teams, the bottom 8 compared to those that upper tier of 10 and upper tier of 4. There is such a discrepancy, it's unbelievable.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Fraudulent Friday,
love it. That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Downright Contract. When we come back, we have no game show today because I can't hear calls.
We can hear.
I have the comrades.
Take a break.
I cannot take phone calls, so Rudy, we'll give caller 5, we'll get a bagels. It's not a loss, it's not a win for you guys, it's just still 4-0.
4-0.
Take that and run. Caller 5 at 464-5685. We'll get a business box of bagels, courtesy of us, because I can't take calls. When we come back in hour three, we got people waking up finally who went to bed after the late night game. We'll get back to Nebraska and Cincinnati recap. That's hour three next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.